we are back on the podcast.
What was that? What was that?
I like to start big.
Hey, you're going to start big?
Start real big.
All right. I like it. I like it. All right. So I'm just looking at the EQ and it is off the charts.
That's
and
the plan.
It's peaked beyond control. All right.
You're going to blow it up.
Sound good.
So we waited 2 weeks and in that 2 weeks, no topic.
Has it been 2 weeks?
It's been 2 weeks since we've done an episode.
Yeah, our brains are
fried. No topic. Hi, with this Pop Junk Movies. I forgot to do introductions. I'm your host, as always, every week. I'm Adam. Hi, Adam. Hi, hello. To my right, the baddest man on the planet, Corey Flintoff.
Hi.
And across from me, I usually keep the people, you know, what's going on with your beard and your facial hair, and it's just, it's you're
gone.
Not delivering this week.
It's gone.
No, it's gone.
I got rid of it.
Shave the beard.
It gets dirty after a while.
You looked homeless.
It feels itchy, and yeah, you look and feel homeless.
Yeah, you should.
Did
you find anything in the beard when you shaved it? Any food, any, like, excess, like, beard? Bring it out.
It's a turtle.
It was a turtle.
Squid.
Wow. Went aquatic.
Sea monster.
I like that.
The Kraken.
Yeah.
There was a full-size ship. Like
an old wooden ship.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Like a tall ship.
So, Evan, how are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm all right.
The last episode we did a Bono episode, Simpsons Top 5. That was a mess. That was a tough episode to wrangle,
yeah.
Man. There's a lot of fucking...
We got stopped in our tracks.
Yeah, because... We did it in honor. I'm filling Corey. Did you listen to the episode, Corey?
I did not get the chance to. I was very busy.
Did not listen to the episode.
I was very busy. Could not.
I will tell you to revisit
it
because it's good.
Go back to it.
We did a lot of.
I always go back.
We hashed out a lot of good Simpsons trivia knowledge. It was tough because there's a lot of episodes. A lot to go back and
it's
research.
It's hard to not just stay on season 3 and season 4.
Nah, it gets better.
That's really the bread and butter.
It gets better. But we'll get into that. Well, no, we won't because that was last week's episode.
Yeah.
All right. So this week, there's no agenda. There's no top 5.
Just
so
leftovers.
Just going to do an episode of leftovers and sort of a fall movie preview because I have a list of movies coming out this fall that we can say we're in or out. I'm in or I'm out. There's no in between.
Yep.
And I'm not saying you got to run to the theater and see this movie. I'm saying eventually I'll check this movie out. And Evan has some kind of weird supplemental top 5 that he's planning on unleashing on us at some point during the episode.
I went rogue. I went over your head.
I don't like that.
I pulled the Jack Bauer.
Nah, I don't like that. You're playing by your own rules, my friend.
I'm going my own way on this one. I'll unleash a secret top 5.
Okay, that's fine. Well, I'll accept it. Corey, are you bringing anything to the table tonight? Anything you didn't tell me about? Anything unplanned coming at me? Nothing?
No, I'm a straight shooter.
All right, good. Playing on your phone.
No, well. not real. All
right, so there's a couple bits of news that we can go over real quick. I don't know. Did you see the thing about the Deadpool movie?
Yep.
So
there's a release date.
Yeah, so February 12th, 2016, circle your calendars, Deadpool movie is finally happening. Does anybody care?
No, I don't.
Does
I'm
anybody
sure,
care?
Right? I'm sure everyone cares.
The internet
but no
seems
one cares.
To care a lot more than
did that time
I
pass,
really
though?
Thought it would.
You know what I mean? Like, the Deadpool, right around Origins, 2008, that
it's
was like
a
big deal.
It
sort of is.
You know,
it's a bandwagon.
I like the old days when we found out about movies when a teaser trailer came out.
Right. Yeah. Now they're like, oh, hey, in 4 years there's going to be a Deadpool movie. It's awesome. I don't care.
Like, don't tell me about a new Star Wars movie that it's coming out in the next 5 fucking years.
Yeah. It's been a while.
I can't
wait
that long.
No.
I can't.
We need action. We demand satisfaction. We want it now.
You know, I'm sure you're going to get to this in the fall movie preview. But
I'm sure I will.
I was thinking... you know, when you first hear about a movie coming out, you know, your interest is piqued.
Sure.
And then it starts to get dwindled over time.
Are we talking about Interstellar right now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that trailer in May. I saw that trailer, I think, when I saw Gravity in, like, December.
Yeah.
And I was, like, I was throwing my money at the screen.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I'm all in.
Oh, yeah.
Christopher
yeah.
Nolan, let's go to space, baby. Now it's just like,
the more you see of it, or for me anyway, this is my opinion, the more I see of this movie, the less I'm like, I don't know.
I can actually count how many times I saw the trailer in the theater.
Yeah, it's up there.
It was like 3 or 4 so far.
And like I said, it's McConaughey and fucking Christopher Nolan. I'm all in. But then like, Like, let's—is this happening or not? Like,
just give me nothing. Give me nothing, and let me see the movie.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, it looks—it honestly, the trailers that they've been showing—it looks like the whole movie. That they have to go to another planet. They have to walk on a planet, and then they find another planet, and then humanity goes to the planet.
That's not exactly what happens.
But that's what it seems like.
I know.
That's what it looks like, though. And then it's just McConaughey.
And then sometimes it's the spaceship becomes like a sailboat.
Does it?
Yeah, it's like in the ocean planet. It was.
I don't know. You're thinking of Noah.
No.
So yeah, Deadpool. I don't know. People seem excited. Is Ryan Reynolds still a thing?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Is he still like a person that is making quality films?
I really don't think so.
No. Whatever.
What was his last movie?
I don't know. Probably some shitty rom-com we never saw.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Oh, we forgot to talk about what we're drinking.
Oh yeah. I'm not drinking anything special. I just got Yuengling.
Yeah, Corey.
I got
around the four bucks to London Town.
Four pack of the Shipyard Smash Pumpkin.
Yeah, how's that working out for you?
It's good.
It's
9%.
I'm rocking the UFO.
UFO white.
Courtesy of the new roommate.
It's true.
Paying us in beer.
Oh yeah, here. What? Oh. Yeah, no, we made a trade.
We're delegating beer. I'm getting a little behind the scenes. We're delegating beers. We've got a trade in the works.
It was unbeknownst to my knowledge.
ESPN breaking news. There has been a trade made. Evan has traded one shipyard for
Corey made the trade.
GMs were not notified.
Yeah.
But now...
Shipyard's worth like three in
the Evan's getting a pony. You're getting a stallion.
I'm getting a pretty good fucking deal.
Yeah.
Just saying. I just thought one of my picks were just stolen from me.
No, it's fine. Alright, so back to movie news.
And I thank you.
So Deadpool, we're pretty lukewarm on that. No one
Deadpool,
really
cares. We're dead in a pool.
Alright, Matt Damon's coming back to do another Bourne movie.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. And I think it's Paul Greengrass that's going to direct
it. Okay, good.
So, like, I'm in if they're in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I like those movies, but... Somebody just died.
Children screaming.
I like those movies, but I don't think they really deliver 100%.
No, I like the first two the best.
Yeah, me too.
Ultimatum's okay. The first one was really,
but
really
yeah,
great.
The first one is great.
That's the thing is, I think we've said everything that we've needed to say with the Bourne movies.
The first one.
Yeah.
The first one
is amazing.
Did everything.
The sniper battle with Clive Owen.
Oh, God.
Doesn't get any better than that. So, Matt Damon wants to come back. They're going to the well, whatever.
Exactly.
Another bit of movie news. They're rebooting I Know What You Did Last Summer because horror is officially dead.
Oh, God.
Like, they're remaking bad horror movies. Like, they're not taking the classics anymore and saying, hey, we're going to put a little, modern twist. No. We're taking the shitty ones now. The shitty ones.
Stuff blows.
And we are remaking them. No more Jennifer Love Boobs.
Fuck that shit.
And they're bringing in, I don't know. It just is something that I know. Those movies suck.
Hate that movie.
It's not good.
They made, like, three of them, too.
I think they stopped it. If they made, they probably made three, and it was probably direct to DVD, for all I know. But, yeah, anything else? Movie news come down the wire. I keep coming across random Star Wars news that...
Did you see the Millennium
Falcon? I avoid it.
Did you see the Millennium Falcon?
Skipped it.
No, I didn't see it.
I thought it was pretty cool.
Did it look like the Millennium Falcon?
It kind of, like, gave me a little chills a little bit. Because, like, it's a CGI rendering, but, like, it looks awesome. Like,
right.
It looks like the final product.
Yeah.
It like kind of goes like on the side of the ship. It looks like they're on Tatooine.
Yeah.
And then they threw in a little funny thing where they go to one of the port doors on the bottom of the ship, and it's the Batmobile. I don't know why they did that, but
the last bit of Star Wars news I heard is that Greg Grunberg. Do you know who he is?
Yeah, he's like
the J.J. Abrams go-to guy. Yeah. He's like, I'm trying to think for like somebody who doesn't know him.
He's in everything that J.J. Abrams does.
Yeah, he was the pilot in the pilot for Lost.
Yeah.
That's the best way I could just like...
And he was in Heroes.
Yes.
He's the cop
he's like an overweight gentleman, fairly... he's a decent actor. I just thought it was funny, though.
I like him. I like him a lot.
Yeah, he's cool and everything. He's in Alias. He's in all like the J.J. Abrams vehicles, so he's in Star Wars, which I unspecified role, which is whatever.
And they're still not making Dread 2.
No.
still not making Dread 2.
No. You know, despite the many well-written letters Evan has sent to many studios around the world, not happening. So no. We'll see what happens. Corey, would you require a napkin or...
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, you're bleeding all over my podcast right now.
It's true.
What the hell are you doing?
We got a bleeder over here.
You're on your phone, you're bleeding everywhere.
No, my neck.
Are you with us? Do you need to take a break?
I'm with you.
All right.
Let me ask you a question real quick. Did Dumb and Dumber 2 or...
We'll get to it.
Did that come out?
We'll get there.
Is it coming out?
We'll get there in the fall preview.
Okay. I'm sorry, I just have questions.
No, it's okay. All right, so let's just dive into the fall movie preview. I didn't write down every movie because I watched a lot of trailers this afternoon, and I'll tell you, I'm not feeling good about it.
I watched a trailer last night that I liked.
Okay. Is it a fall movie?
Yes, it's October.
Okay, all right.
October?
October,
that's
I don't think it's on your list. I'm pretty sure it probably flew right over your head.
Oh, what are you trying to say?
Nothing is over my head.
all right, go ahead, you can start. I'm not going, I mean, I'm sort of going in order, but I don't have dates.
I watched a trailer for the new Keanu Reeves movie.
Oh, okay.
Called John Wick.
What?
And the trailer, it's one of those trailers that gives you the whole fucking story.
Yeah.
But it looks really good. It looks like a stupid, like, shoot 'em up action movie.
Okay.
With Keanu. And like, we'll watch the trailer after the show, but, I think it looks awesome. And it's already getting good reviews. It's already, like, people are saying it's really good.
Good.
So,
Looks good. Looks
check
stupid.
Out the trailer for John Wick.
John Wick.
He's like a hitman who's not in work anymore, and then he gets pulled back in, and he's
classic.
But like the action scenes in the trailer look really fucking cool. So I'm in.
All right, I'll check it out. No, you're right. It's not.
And Game of Thrones actor in it, Alfie Allen.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Glad he's getting work. He doesn't have a dick. In the show.
In the show.
Spoilers for Game of Thrones.
Spoilers.
I'm sorry, he gets castrated. Anyways. Okay,
that
so.
That happened.
That did happen.
Yeah.
All right, so, fall movie preview. Shitty Kevin Smith movie came out this week.
I heard it sucks.
Tusk?
Yeah, I read a really long review, and it sounds fucking terrible.
I've seen the trailer.
Yeah, the trailer is maddening.
Why are
makes
people...
me reverse want to
so
see it.
Up on it though.
I don't know
why.
Again, kind of seems like a bandwagon.
It's super bandwagon.
Why is Justin Long still in movies?
That's the first thing I thought of was like, stop casting these people. How long until his wife shows up in the movie? Like, is she the co-star? Probably.
Yeah. She's the fucking elephant.
It really just looks like another fucking.
How long until his not hot wife shows up?
Oh my god! I'm just all right. So I'm just out. I'm out on Tusk. I assume we're all out.
No, I'm out.
All right. Have you seen the trailer for The Equalizer with Denzel Washington?
I've seen it many times on TV.
Directed by...
Not interested.
Antoine Fuqua. I just love saying that guy's name. He did Olympus Has Fallen and Training Day. It looks basically...
Two phenomenal movies.
Yeah.
Well, Olympus Has Fallen.
Yeah. No, I like Training Day, but...
I liked it.
It's scary.
I retracted my phenomenal... My phenomenal statement.
But it looks like Taken.
Yeah.
It looks like Taken with Denzel.
Yeah.
So I'm out.
I mean, it is Neeson season.
It is Neeson season. We'll get
it's
to
Neeson
that.
Neeson season.
But I'm out on that. Gone Girl. Yeah, you guys, either of you familiar with this movie?
Yeah.
It's the new Ben Affleck, Rosamund
Pike. It's the new, like, Boston movie, right?
No. I don't think it's Boston.
No,
it's directed by David Fincher.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I'm going to say right now I'm actually in on it. I'm in on this movie.
I'm very interested. I'm in on director, not on actor.
There's a Boston movie coming out, or...
Probably. Oh, The Judge. We'll get that. So, Gone Girl is the follow-up to Social Network, which if we were doing this show back in 2010 or 11 when that came out, that would have been my movie of the year. I love The Social Network. I think it's a really good movie.
I missed it.
Really?
I'm not a huge Jesse Eisenberg fan.
It doesn't matter. David Fincher makes amazing movies.
It's so well directed. It's so well made.
I haven't really seen it like come up on Netflix or anything.
It's not. I don't know.
So,
but anyways, I'm in on Gone Girl. I don't know if I'm gonna see it in the theater. Maybe, probably not.
If it's
Oscar bait, it'll be easy to find.
Yeah.
Online? Question mark. Not that we do that.
Yeah.
I don't know. The trailer's awesome. The trailer's really cool.
Yeah. It looks really interesting. Story wise.
Dracula Untold? Anybody?
I saw the trailer.
No.
It's one of those situations where I can't remember the studio, But they own the rights to the Dracula character, and that's the only reason this movie's getting made. You have to, like, keep it fresh, like, the characters, like, with the Marvel characters, I'm finding that, like, companies are losing them, like how Fox had the rights to Daredevil.
Yep.
They didn't make a Daredevil movie since 2003, so in 2013, they lost the rights.
Yeah.
So now Marvel scooped it back up. And I guess, I think this is a similar situation. We're like, let's just do a Dracula movie, I don't care. Yeah.
Was it Universal?
Maybe.
Just to keep it.
Yeah. You know what's funny is I watched the trailer for that, I thought it was going to be a TV series.
Yeah, it kind of looks
like. That's what I thought it was going to be. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. But now that I know it's a movie.
Charles Dance not doing it for you?
I love Charles Dance.
I know, he's in Dracula,
right? Role,
yeah.
That's why I thought it was a show.
Yeah. It looks really weak.
Yeah, I'm out on it. The Judge with Robert Downey Jr.
The Judge.
The trailer makes it look like one of those. Help me out here, like
Pieces of Shit.
Yeah, yeah. It looks like a fucking.
Yeah, no. It starts with like he's in the urinal, like talking to a guy, and the guy's like, "Hey," and he turns and like pees on him, and it's just like, really. This is the really.
That's not the trailer I saw. I saw one where it looks like a fucking. Like big feel good movie.
Yeah, it honestly in the trailer, like the theatrical trailer, it's the whole fucking movie.
Yeah, yeah.
From
yeah.
start to finish.
You know what happens.
It's him and Robert Duvall, it's like My Cousin Vinny, but like now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, that's his dad. He's
when
like a
I
lawyer,
did,
he's gonna help
yeah, yeah,
out
yeah.
his dad.
When I did
I'll tell you one thing, it's not Neeson season.
No, it's certainly not. I, this is gonna sound kind of pretentious, I just thought of it in my head. When I did Black Mass, when I met all the extras on that, they had all come off of The Judge.
Really?
Yeah. They were all everybody had worked on that. That was the last movie. Don't whisper behind my back.
Really went to his head, huh?
Yeah, really. But no, I'm out on The Judge. It doesn't look good. I'm out.
No,
I mean, I think we just said exactly what that movie's going to be.
Yeah, crap. Next on the agenda, two horror movies for October.
He's in two movies.
Ouija. Like the board.
Ouija.
Next. Please.
All right.
Yeah.
And the other one is a horror thriller, Before I Go to Sleep, with Nicole Kidman's jacked up face.
Oh, she's still alive?
Oh my god, you gotta see this trailer. She's just like all sorts of weird faces.
She makes the worst movies.
Oh my god, it looks
the
like...
The worst movies.
It looks like they mold her face to a, like, scene appropriate. Like, alright, now it's sad. And like,
she's fucking claymation.
Tell me a good Nicole Kidman movie.
Can't.
Can't do it, can you?
Can't do it.
I almost said Far and Away. That's not a good movie.
No,
I'm gonna come up.
There's
with
like one.
Days of Thunder, not good.
That's not. It's not awful.
It's more of a Michael Rooker vehicle.
It's Days of Thunder.
I know it is. I put that on the other day because it's on Netflix.
I wouldn't. Okay, so
it was a really good cast.
I wouldn't have done what you did.
It had a really good cast.
I remember liking it. I don't need to watch it again.
No.
But I remember liking
it. Nicole Kidman has Cameron Diaz disease. Hot in one movie, and that's it.
And that was the end. The Mask,
she's
she was
in the
gorgeous
mask.
In that movie. And
yep.
then every other movie, she looked like E.T.
Yep. And Nicole Kidman's hot in Batman Forever.
Batman Forever, yeah.
And nothing else.
And never again.
Tell me, Doctor. Do you like the Thurkith?
Tell me, Doctor. Do you like the Thurkith? He just went like full lisp on that part. And never again. The Val Kilmer just gave.
They just, we won't do another take.
Okay. I know, right? That was it? That's all we had?
We're out of film. Keep going.
All right. Has anybody seen the trailer for Left Behind?
The fucking... The Left Behind.
The Left Behind, the Rapture movie.
No.
It looks awesomely terrible. Like, I kind of want to see it. It's Nicolas Cage in a fucking Rapture
really?
Movie.
Why is he in it?
Because he'll do anything.
What's Kurt Cameron doing with it? Because he was on like the...
he was on like the TV
Well,
version.
That was like a Chuck Klosterman gag, right? Wasn't he talking about that in one of his books?
Yeah.
He like rented Left Behind, got high, and watched that like a Motel 6 while he was writing a book.
Yeah. It looks phenomenally like terrible. It looks so good, it's terrible.
Real quick, movie that just came out that I kind of want to see is the new Liam Neeson movie.
Which one is that?
I'll Walk Amongst the Tombs. It has an awesome name.
Yeah,
it has a great name.
It's Taken 3.
I think it's amongst or among a walk.
Yeah,
among.
Yeah, you're right.
Walk
yeah.
It's a walk among
walk
the tombs.
Honestly,
the tombs.
Honestly, all of Liam Neeson's movies have been like balled together.
They're
for
just
me.
Taken.
Yeah.
It's just they're all Taken and The Unknown and a Walk Amongst the Stones. And
good for him though for still, I mean. Taken, I saw the first one. Yeah. I liked it. It was believable. Good. It was believable,
you know,
action.
I watched the second one. I liked it.
Really?
I liked the second one.
I heard it's not good.
I liked it a lot. I like not as much as the first one, but I liked it. Season. Yes. I thought it was good.
That I didn't put that on the Walk Among the Whatever.
I saw it, but I don't.
It just came out.
I don't really know a lot about it, though, except for about what? That's
I think
what I thought.
He's like a fixer.
A Walk Among. Yeah, he's just kind of. I don't know.
He's like a fixer, dude.
Yeah, he was kind of like shooting things and
pew 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 pew.
Yeah.
So Left Behind. Just watch the trailer. It's unintentionally funny. Please do it.
Yeah, I hope Nick Cage is completely sincere.
All right. Couple movies that I'm in on. I know we're just crapping on movies. Birdman.
I think we need to...
Birdman.
I want to see that.
Birdman is a Michael Keaton vehicle. Help me out here, because it looks really creepy and awesome and really funny.
Yeah. Edward Norton, who nobody wants to work with.
Yeah, no, everybody hates Edward Norton.
Is he a psycho?
I don't know. He's kind of blackballed a
little
bit.
I've heard he's like really difficult to work with.
Yes. This movie, it's... What is it about? I haven't watched a trailer in a while, but it's about like a dude that played... like a superhero in an old like show or something.
Yeah.
And now like
it looks
really weird.
It's like how he was Batman.
Yeah, essentially.
It's kind of the story.
It's almost like Adam West the movie. Sort of.
And like his alter ego, his like Birdman like
the guy
character
he played,
is like a It's like a character. It's like it talks to him throughout the movie.
I'm kind of into this.
It looks really
cool. In the trailer, there's an awkward fight with him and Edward Norton, which really makes me want to see it. Like, it looks like something out of Seinfeld.
Oh, so Ed Norton is kind of playing his Tyler Durden.
He's like.
You know what it looks like? It looks like Death to Smoochie.
That's what I wrote on my notes.
Oh, my God.
Which is a really good movie.
It's a great movie.
Death to Smoochie is a great movie.
Which.
Very underrated.
Also. Stars Edward Norton.
Edward Norton, yeah. Yep.
And obviously another movie we've talked about before, Fury. Brad Pitt and tanks.
Yep.
What else do you need?
World War II,
Brad Pitt tanks.
Nazis. I'm in.
Yeah.
And I'll forgive Shia LaBeouf for being in it.
Yeah. Just this once.
Excuse me.
is that a beer? Is that beer?
No.
Are you drunk?
No, this is a soda.
Okay.
It's a road soda.
I'm already home. All right, next movie, Nightcrawler. Has anybody watched the trailer for Nightcrawler?
Yes, weird
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, he's like psycho.
He's like basically taking a camera around and like finding like news, like people like dead on the side of the road and like taping it and like sending it to like news.
Wait, is that what it's about?
Yeah, it's weird.
I thought it's about him trying to get a job.
Yeah, as like, in the news, as like, he's like, oh, I filmed like...
So he's basically like... like an ambulance chase.
He's like TMZ of like people like dead on the side of the road.
Ooh.
It looks fucking cool. Wow. He's skinny as fuck. Like he did one of those weird transformation things where he's all like kind of gangly.
Pulls a McConaughey.
A little bit. It looks cool. I'm in.
It looks
I want to see it.
It looks good.
I'm in.
Dumb and Dumber 2. Thoughts?
Yeah, what's going on?
What's going on with that? They showed a trailer for that a long ass time ago.
November 14th. All right, so here's the deal. The trailer looked bad. The trailer wasn't funny.
Yeah, nobody laughed.
No. But for a movie like Dumb and Dumber, you're not going to get the best stuff in the trailer.
Wait, did they go back and do reshoots? Or?
No, I don't think so.
I was just wondering, why is it taking so long? Like, they showed a trailer so long ago. It generated no buzz.
I feel like I'm in, because that's one of my favorite comedies of all time, but they're never going to recreate the magic. They can't.
It's been too long.
It's been way too long. It's been 20 years.
Yeah.
Now, Dumb and Dumber, because we both saw that in the theater.
Yeah.
I don't remember why I wanted to see it other than... I think it was just the fact that it was a Jim Carrey
movie. I was going
to
say, that was back in the day when...
But I didn't really know anything about it.
No, it didn't matter the movie. If Jim Carrey had a movie coming out, you were in.
Yeah, you
whatever.
Were going
yeah,
it.
I think that stopped right around Cable Guy.
But I was extremely excited once that movie started.
That's a great movie. Oh, it's funny as hell, and it holds up. It's still funny.
We sold our dead bird to the blind kid next door?
I have a feeling that this movie's going to be sort of fun because they're going to revisit all the old jokes update them.
I'm in.
Because I've already told you the rumor about Seabass's son.
Yeah, son of Seabass.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing, like, I just want to see
all but
it.
Confirmed.
Yeah.
All the jokes from the trailer looks like they're just trying too hard. Like
the trailer's
like
bad.
They're really forcing it.
Yeah, the trailer's not good.
I don't know, but I watched the two of them talking about it.
That was way funnier.
Right back.
I
into
saw
it.
Them on some kind of Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, it was
or
like
something.
Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, and it's funny as hell. Those guys have super chemistry.
Yeah.
I can't help it. I'm in. I mean, I'm going to be disappointed.
I don't know, just,
but I'm in.
It was because Jim Carrey kind of doesn't have to be Jim Carrey unless if he's in a movie anymore. So, like, the fact that he can kind of talk very sincere and to hear the two of them talk about how absolutely obscene or ridiculous certain things in it are and that they're back doing their old antics, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 1.
I'm in.
Yeah, I'm in. I'm actually a huge fan of those movies.
Yes.
Not even going to front and pretend I'm not.
Dude, they are so
fucking
good.
Wicked good. Evan, you need to watch the second movie.
I got to watch.
You got to, I mean, you have to watch the first movie, but the second movie's really good.
Have you
good.
Seen any of them?
You've
no,
seen nothing.
I've seen nothing.
Evan, you would like it.
Yeah. They're like, I don't want to say spectacles are happening,
no, they're
but they're like big time.
Really good.
Yeah, there's something about them, man. They're just like, they're really well made.
I love the universe.
Yeah.
I do.
And
I
you're
like
going
the
in blind, so I'm actually kind of excited
Dude,
for you.
I like the characters.
Yeah.
The action's really good, really believable.
It's better in the second movie because I had some problems with the first movie.
A little bit.
Directing-wise, I thought they didn't. They corrected their mistakes, and I got a better director for the second movie.
Yeah.
The best part is I didn't know. I read the first book. I got halfway through the second book, and I dropped it. I don't know why. It doesn't matter. But I didn't know the ending of the second movie. And it was a fucking awesome ending. Mm-hmm. It was like such a Empire Strikes Back ending.
It really was.
That where you're like, no, I gotta see the next one.
I mean, they're just doing, it's just the new way that when you have a trilogy, you know, book series, that you're gonna split the last one up into two different
movies.
But I'm fine with it. If I can get four movies out of this thing, I'm pretty happy about it.
Yeah, I think the thing, like, it's not like a Twilight situation. It's not like a hype thing. Like, they're legitimately good movies.
The best way that I heard it put was survival fiction.
Yeah.
And that really is kind of like,
it's good world building, too.
What it really is, yeah. I mean, I'm not going to say that makes you want to be part of it, because it looks awful.
Mm-hmm.
But it's pretty,
it's not without its flaws. It's not a perfect movie, but it's good. It's,
yeah,
it's a good movie. It's
though?
Worth your time.
Yeah, it's really worth it.
Can't
really say enough
moving
good things
on.
About it. It's on Netflix, too.
Yes.
Okay.
Horrible Bosses 2.
No.
First one was watchable. No one really wanted a second one, as far as I know. I'm pretty much out on this movie. I don't know why it was made.
I watched the first one,
it's
but
funny-ish.
I don't remember anything that happened.
Yeah, no,
I
it's a good.
I think that's the point.
It's a good. It's like a movie I legit had on the background while I was like writing something, and I was like, it's fun. Evan,
I've never seen it. Nothing.
And you never will.
No, I won't watch it.
All right, moving on. Hobbit, Battle of the Five Armies.
Still haven't seen Desolation of Smog, and I really want to see it.
I know. We have this thing where me and Evan, huge Lord of the Rings fans.
Mm-hmm.
Huge. Big. Great movies. We did not want to see The Hobbit. Whatever. Saw The Hobbit. Was like, wow, way better than I thought it was.
Yep.
We need to see the next two in the theater. Did not see Desolation of Smog in the theater. We're like, oh, we'll catch it on DVD. Did not watch it when it came out on DVD. It is currently playing on HBO, and
yeah.
I still haven't watched
exactly.
it.
I have
exactly.
the same thing. I have, like, Lord
I
of the Rings
like,
laziness.
I feel
yeah.
like I need to, like,
it's
I need
so
to clear my, to watch
yeah.
it, I need to
yeah,
clear
you
my schedule.
You need to take
it's
a day off of work.
Project.
Yeah, you
yeah.
need to take a day off of work. You need to close the blinds. You know, cancel all my calls.
I gotta be in the right mood.
You
it's gotta be, it's gotta be like the
you
right.
You can't watch half of it.
No.
You can't like.
It's gotta be like the right kind of blizzard or the
right,
right kind of hangover,
you know,
or
plan,
something that you're
plan
gonna
your
sit
meal
and
schedule.
Watch.
You know, take a shower. Maybe take a shower during the movie. You know, get some ice cream. Maybe you know
sure.
you don't know how long you're gonna be fucking sitting
it's
there.
It's a long.
It's
a,
gonna be a long time.
You know, stretch
time.
The fuck out. Stretch out. Get down on the fucking floor.
Like, if you don't...
Stretch out during the movie, because, you know, you might get a blood clot from
yeah.
watching this movie.
If
from
you
sitting on the couch
if you don't
for
start
hours.
If you don't start it by 2, you're going to be late for supper.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not happening.
That's going to...
Yeah.
Order a pizza.
Just take a vacation.
Yeah. yeah. You got to take a week
just
off
take
of work.
Take a
really
week off.
Like, it is like a
call
freaking
in sick.
Project.
You know what the problem is, Evan, is we legit need to just not be lazy and see them in the theater. Because
yeah.
otherwise, like...
I know.
It's not the same.
Yeah, because then you're like captive audience too, so then you can.
They need to put a fucking intermission during these movies.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
There's an intermission during plays.
What we're trying to say, ladies and gentlemen, is these are very lengthy films.
Yeah. Yeah. Very long.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm in, obviously, but am I?
we haven't seen it yet, so there you go.
And the final movie. which we can talk very briefly. Exodus, Gods and Kings.
What?
Yeah, it's a movie.
Excuse me?
Ridley Scott and Christian Bale.
Oh, this movie.
Yeah.
Another Christian.
What do you guys think about, and I'm going to ask this question and then I'm going to answer it myself. What do you guys think about, like, religious, like, Bible movies? Because I think they suck.
I can't get into them.
Like, Noah, I was like, oh my god, Aronofsky. Like, I love Darren Aronofsky. He makes great movies. Oh, Noah. Russell Crowe. I don't care. I can't
feels
get
like
into
it's not
it.
Made for you.
It's not. Like, I feel like it's, not like it's educational, but it's just like...
No, I mean, it's...
I don't want to come off as whatever.
Look, listen, Ten Commandments, mm-hmm. good movie.
Never seen it.
Good flick.
Never seen it.
But I think that's it.
All right.
I don't think we need new ones.
All right, I'm going to say something. Not controversial, but whatever. Like, these guys weren't white.
No.
Like, Christian Bale is playing, like, Moses or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, the biggest problem I have with these types of movies is they're trying to pass them off as fact.
Right.
And it's not.
Or
I mean, my opinion. I'm sorry. I don't want to offend anybody.
Yeah, no, not that it's fact, but it, like, yeah, it's like...
No, I mean, well, it's like scripture.
Yeah.
So it's like kind of...
We're losing a lot of listeners.
Yeah, right now. No, well, if you're not kind of part of the club, it's not really meant for you, so
yeah,
you're not
right,
really
right,
going
right.
to watch it anyways. See, the cool thing about the Ten Commandments, A, it's an old movie, and B, it kind of watches like Ben-Hur or any of those movies. It's interesting. It doesn't, you don't really have to be into like the religious side of it.
You know, one thing, I hear you.
Do you
saying.
Know what I'm
yeah.
saying? It's kind of more of like, it watches more like a mythology.
Yeah.
And I like that better.
One thing that I've always, I always like,
twist off.
Patted myself on the back for is when, what was the Jesus Christ Superstar Mel Gibson movie? What the hell? Passion of the Christ.
Passion yeah. of the Christ.
When that came out, I was like, ah, I'm out. I don't want to sit. No, it's not Corey. It's not a twist off.
Absolutely is. Look at this.
No, you're wrong. We're having technical difficulties. I want to try now. Corey's claiming
this is
a twist off.
That is a threaded top
off. It's not, dude. Go ahead. Go ahead. Try it. We're doing this on the fucking podcast. All
right.
Go ahead. You're gonna have more bloody hands.
With a mix and match twist offs with fucking pop tops.
Oh,
there you go.
All right. What the fuck?
He had to use his shirt.
Well, I didn't want to have
what the
bloody right. hands.
Anyways,
we're all dead.
We all died. Yeah. No, all right. So back to my point.
You guys loosened it for me.
That's,
okay. All right, fair enough.
All right. So when Passion of the Christ came out, I remember everybody was telling me like, "Oh, it's like this beautiful movie, and it's so moving, and blah blah." And then when like finally everybody figured out that Mel Gibson was like a psychopath, I was so patting myself on the back. I was like, "Yeah, fuck
yeah.
that movie.
Yeah,
idiot.
Yeah."
I mean. I don't know. And honestly, I think it's a tricky movie to kind of be a part of or to make.
I think it... I heard it like kind of like ruined Jim Caviezel's career.
It killed
career.
His career.
Yeah.
He got blacklisted for doing that movie.
Why?
I don't know.
Crazy.
Because it's a touchy fucking subject.
Yeah, I know.
But like...
You know what I mean, though? It really is, though.
But the same thing happened to Gibson after, though.
Yeah,
but that was self-inflicted.
You make me want to smoke.
I'm saying though, like shit happened to him afterwards. You know,
cursed
yeah. I
movie.
Mean, well, there's always going to be like
I think
fallout
it's,
from it because it's not.
I think it's extremely risky to do a movie like that.
I agree.
For
that's
any
what
actor.
I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah, touchy subject. All right, let's reverse gears.
Yeah.
What's your little top five?
Well, first, okay. While I have it up. I have been playing a game. I haven't been watching any movies lately because I've been playing a new game that just came out called Destiny.
Okay.
And it is fucking amazing. A couple of reviews I've read, you know, people are complaining a lot, saying that like they promised a lot of things and they didn't deliver. I was iffy on it. I didn't really hear too much about it before it came out. And then it came out and I read a lot about it and it really appealed to me. And then after playing it, I'm really fucking glad I got it because I'm completely addicted to it.
Nice.
It's basically a open. It's kind of open world. It's like if they took Halo, Mass Effect, and made it a World of Warcraft game. And it's just so addicting. It's you gotta play it. I feel like I'm Boba Fett in it. Real quick, I just want to run through the cast.
The voice
cast.
The voice actors.
The voice cast
yeah,
of the game, which also drew me in. Peter Dinklage is a huge voice throughout the game.
Can't say no to the Dink.
No, Bill Nighy.
Yeah, the British actor.
Yeah. Lauren Cohen from Walking Dead.
Yeah. Another British actress.
Gina Torres. Nathan Fillion.
Oh, Firefly people.
Ling James.
All right.
Peter Stormare.
Ah, yeah, the see the nihilist from
yes.
From Big Lebowski.
John DiMaggio, who is the voice of Bender.
And also Gears of War, right?
Yes.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, video games.
And Lance Reddick, who you will remember from... what's the show called with the J.J. Abrams show where there was a little science-y...
Oh, Fringe.
Fringe, yes. He was like the director guy.
Okay.
From Fringe. You know what I'm talking about?
Sort of.
He's the black guy.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
He's the black guy.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's how it's...
No,
how
I know. It was. I mean,
but the cool thing is...
he's listening right now and he's like, well, I am
the
black.
The places where you find Nathan Fillion... It's in the same place you find Gina Torres.
Oh, cool.
That's friggin' awesome.
That's like totally fan
total nod to fucking
Firefly. Yeah. Like, there's a room in like the town where you go to talk to your class supervisor or whatever, and two out of the three people in that room is Gina Torres and Nathan Fillion. Cool. So, complete nod to
excellent
Firefly.
Is it anything like Madden?
you can play online, I guess.
Is it anything like football?
Because
otherwise, I don't know if I'm gonna play it.
Maybe. I don't know. I can't answer NHL
14. No, nothing.
Yeah, you gotta choose nickel offense. And
are we doing a halfback sweep at any point?
Probably not.
Michael Vick.
I mean, you work in teams. So
okay, all right.
I'm gonna work in teams.
See where you're going with this.
It's it's...
Can I do a Harvey Keitel right now?
Yeah. for those that couldn't see, because it's not a video podcast, what he did was the coffee sip from Pulp Fiction when he had Jimmy's coffee and he went, it's good.
He's like talking and then he takes a sip and goes,
okay. It's gourmet shit. Yeah.
So,
when Bonnie buys it, she buys shit.
She buys shit, yeah.
No.
So I went ahead and I was trying my best to come up with the content for this episode.
Sure.
So
we got nothing. We're bringing shit to the table. What do you got?
So I decided, because of a little video on YouTube I watched, I decided to do my top five best Liam Neeson movies.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Yes.
Because
yes.
It's Neeson season.
If you would quickly go to YouTube and type in Liam Neeson musical.
The musical.
You will see a video called Neeson Season.
Neeson Season.
And
it's just called...
Right, yeah, but that's the name of the song.
It's Neeson Season.
It's Neeson Season.
Oh my god.
So, these are my top five favorite Liam Neeson movies.
All right.
Just in my opinion, not the best Liam Neeson movies, just movies that I like.
Fire them up and throw them at my head.
Number five, The A-Team.
Ah, yes.
Great. Okay.
Can we talk a moment about The A-Team?
We sure can.
hey,
we sure can.
Underrated movie.
Very underrated.
I think that movie is... Did you see A-Team, right?
I missed it.
No!
I did.
Oh, my God.
And you can understand why.
Oh, man.
Because, like, based on the trailer and stuff, you know, it just... For some reason, it just didn't grab me.
There was...
We saw it in the theater.
And
right.
I thought it would
be
the best part about us seeing it in the theater was it was me, you, Lee, and Ted. We went as the fucking A-Team.
Yeah, we were the A-Team.
Evan was Mr. T. I was fucking Hannibal. Like, we went as like a little team.
Yeah.
You strike me more as a face man. But
yeah, you were a face. Lee was Hannibal.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because Lee's the loose cannon.
Yeah, that's true. You're right.
But he does love it when a plan comes together.
That's true.
No, you were Hannibal.
That's because I'm the guy fucking
Lee...
coordinated the fucking trip.
Which one's the
Lee was
loose cannon?
Murdoch.
Yeah. Lee's Murdoch. Ted is...
By default, he was face man.
No, Ted's the useless chick.
No, Ted's the henchman.
Okay, yeah.
No, that's a fun movie. I thought it was a really good movie.
Really
like,
fun, yeah.
As like a goofy action movie, it was like a good time. You would like it, Corey.
I'll
search it. A little bit of a Corey movie.
It was even like pretty funny.
Yes, it was good.
Like, way funny.
I mean, I love the TV show.
It
the weakest I thought the weakest link was
Rampage.
Yeah.
Rampage. Oh, it didn't send his career into the stratosphere.
No.
Oh, he was Mr. T. Is that Rampage Jackson?
Yeah, but I was gonna say the cast: Liam Neeson, Bradley Cooper, Charlotte Copley,
mm-hmm.
Copley.
Yeah.
What the hell is his name? He played Night Owl in fucking Watchmen. Patrick Wilson.
Oh yeah,
he's
the
really
villain,
good in
yeah.
it. Yeah, he was really cool in it. Jessica Biel was in it randomly.
Yeah, she's pretty hot.
Yeah, she's good. It's a good movie. So, all right, good. Number five.
Yeah,
like
that was one. I mean, maybe I should have put that higher. I don't know.
No, hit me.
Number five. It's a Liam Neeson movie.
Cool. We're going back to number five.
I'm sorry, number four. Sorry, no. I didn't put numbers on my list.
Okay.
It's a Liam Neeson movie. Batman Begins.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah,
yeah. For real.
Because he's a pretty big part of the
movie.
He's
a great part of that movie.
And he makes the movie for me.
Yeah.
Like, just him in that movie makes it that much better.
He bookends the entire movie.
Agreed.
He, like, is, like, the whole beginning
the
and the whole end.
Almost.
Yeah, pretty much,
almost.
Yeah.
They didn't take my advice and bring him back as the final villain.
I know. They should have. And it would have been so much
fun. I wrote a lot of strongly lettered...
I would have accepted...
Strongly worded letters.
I would have accepted him living... than a lot of the other shit that happened in that movie.
Well, the thing... I know, with the fucking... If you edit out the prison, it's a decent movie. No, honestly, like, the character of Ra's al Ghul, like, it's resurrection.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, he's totally gonna end up in the third movie.
Any fan would have accepted it, because
of
what he is in
goes
the
goes in the Lazarus pit, and he comes out, and he's alive. Fine.
You
and they don't even show him dying.
You don't even have to say the Lazarus, but just maybe allude to it. I don't know.
They don't even show him die in Batman Begins.
I don't have to
save you. What a
hero. Everyone knows that when a character isn't shown dying, that he is allowed to come back.
Of course.
Everyone knows that, and they respect it. And my number three, man, I love this movie. Darkman. Darkman.
I don't know how it's not number one. Sam Raimi's, like, I don't want to say his best movies, it's like his wackiest movies.
So this is a prelude to the next episode we're gonna do. They did Darkman to make money for Army of Darkness.
Oh wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah
that's kind
of
awesome.
And that's why Army of Darkness has such a looks like a big budget.
Yeah.
It's not, but it looks
it's
like
so
that,
weird, like, that, like, I almost consider Darkman like a B movie, sort of. It's not. It was a Hollywood.
It was a full blown movie.
Yeah, but it plays like a B movie. It has that B movie charm, and it's weird that, like, that's Liam Neeson.
You know what it is?
Go back and watch that.
It's weird that's Sam Raimi.
I don't know.
Darkman's it's cool.
It's good.
It's a cool movie.
Just a fucking awesome.
Well, it's the fact that Sam Raimi comes across as so, like, DIY.
Right.
And I love that.
I know.
That you can still make a decent movie and not be, I mean, I don't want to say, like, Hollywood horror, but you know what I mean, though. Like,
no, his movies feel like his movies. They
never,
you can't watch a Sam Raimi movie and be like, oh, who directed this? Like, you know right off the bat.
It feels like nobody touched it.
Right, exactly.
That's the thing from, like, start to finish.
There's no studio meddling.
Because you know there's a ton of movies that come out that if the director had their druthers.
Yeah, I think he does work for you. Yeah, I think he's, like, contracted with them, but yeah, his movies.
It just seems like nobody got their hands on it, and they just leave him to make his movie, and that's the best thing.
Yeah, and Darkman falls into those types of movies where it's a comic book movie while not being a comic book.
Yeah, it's not based on a comic book movie, but it's a comic book movie.
Yeah,
like,
it's comic
he's
book
a superhero.
Style.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
He's like he's an anti-hero.
Yeah, totally. Good pick.
Yeah. So
missed him on our anti-hero.
Yeah, good call.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Darkman.
Editorial.
Delete that episode.
Darkman.
Great movie. I love Darkman. It was a movie I watched when I was
It's a great
really
movie.
Young.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
It's funny.
Yeah.
It's really well done. It's dark in all the right ways.
Give me the goddamn elephant.
Take the fucking elephant.
Yeah, take the fucking elephant.
And
he's good.
My number two Liam Neeson movie, Taken.
Okay.
And,
we've talked enough.
We've talked a lot about Taken. Still good. Still really good. I've come to see him kill.
It's true.
That's what I watched the movie for.
You've come to see me angry.
It's 24
to watch
the movie.
Me go.
And my number one, oh man, fucking love this movie, The Gray.
Ah,
yeah.
I mean,
it's
really
my number
is.
One.
We've talked about that a lot. If we
it's
haven't
just,
convinced you as a listener to watch The Gray, then I don't know what else we can do.
Just a real quick
makes you think about life.
I just want to talk about the ending real quick.
Really good.
You know, a lot of people complain because the way it ends is, you know, something. There's a fight that's about to happen, and we don't see it.
Yeah.
But the point of the movie isn't about the fight.
No.
It's not about seeing the fight.
Yeah. If you bitched and moaned about like, oh, they didn't show him fight the wolves, like, well, you missed the point of the movie.
Completely missed the point.
Yeah.
Of the movie.
It's a really good commentary on like life and like wanting to live and all that. Like,
that's the whole thing that I don't know drew me to it so much, because he was a character that kind of had nothing to live for. And the worst experience of his life gave him the most purpose.
Yeah, yes. Like in the face of death, you want to live.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think it was. I don't think it's like a very depressing movie. I think it's a movie that gives you like a lot of hope to it.
It's depressing, and then like the message is uplifting.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Yeah. It's very positive.
It's a heavy movie. It's like, yeah. Very heavy.
Very heavy.
I don't think it's taken as seriously as it should.
Yeah. No, it's a really good movie. It was marketed to shit.
Yeah,
they really mishandled that movie. The trailer is misleading.
Yeah, it is.
I like that director, and that director, I pretty sure, made A-Team.
Yes, he made A-Team.
And he's made another really good movie. He's a very underrated director.
Narc with...
Colin Farrell. Jason Patrick?
Jason Patrick and fucking...
Ray Liotta.
Liotta.
Yes. That was a good movie.
It was a really good movie. And then... Oh, Smokin' Aces.
Smokin' Aces. Yeah. It's just another...
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's a weird movie. Like,
such a weird movie, yeah.
Like,
so good.
It's so like... It's a really good movie.
We saw it in the theater and we liked it a lot.
It's really up Tarantino's ass a little bit. Tarantino-ish.
Yeah, with the different storylines going on.
Yeah, but it's still, like, a very entertaining movie with a really, like... The ending is just, like, I think that's good. What just happened?
You gotta...
It's not like it's hard to... I don't know.
But the characters in it, though...
That's the thing.
Are awesome.
The way they develop all the characters.
I thought it should have had a dark and... goofy ending.
Yeah, I agree.
And I thought the ending was a little up.
It almost took itself too seriously.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And that's the problem.
It was too epic.
Because
the whole rest of it, and you didn't care about that storyline.
No,
you
no.
cared about. You got so invested in like all
whole
these
rest
other.
Of it was such
it should have ended with the brother that lived. Those psycho brothers.
Yeah,
that,
yeah.
The
like,
guy that lived. It should have ended with him.
Yeah, just him like stabbing him or something. Like something simple. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It has that, like, really slow motion with the Ryan Reynolds, and it's just like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
Glad we talked about Smokin' Aces.
I love those three guys, though.
They're the best part of
three psychopaths.
That guy went on to become Chris Pine.
Yeah.
Chris Pine, he did. He went on to become Captain Kirk.
Fucking real thin in that
He looks
movie.
Like Michael Graves in that
yeah,
movie.
He yeah, he does. He looks like... It's the way of the world.
It's the way of the world.
That's my favorite scene in the movie. Is when he fucking...
Just that dialogue,
yeah,
man.
When he fucking comes...
Oh, it's so good. Hey, it's nothing personal.
It was the guy from The Ring.
It's just the way of the world.
It was the guy from The Ring and fucking Chris Pine, and they finally fucking crossed paths.
Which guy from The Ring?
He's, I don't know, like the boyfriend that like gets killed by the ghost that comes
oh,
out.
Oh, yeah!
That
yeah,
guy
yeah, yeah,
who
yeah.
went on to
yeah.
have not a career.
Yeah. And then that wicked tall guy who was in Lost.
Oh, yeah, Durand or something.
Yeah, he's
like a kind
Kevin
of...
Kevin Durant.
Yeah, he's kind of like a character actor now. He shows up in a lot of random ass movies.
I like him.
He's a really good actor. Yeah. He's cool. He was Blob and Wolverine.
Yeah.
It's a good flick, though.
Smoking Aces.
I believe one Ted Hayes gave that to me on DVD.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Glad I have it.
Me and Evan saw it in the theater.
Yeah,
it's a good movie.
We liked the movie.
It was an easy sell from you guys to get me to watch it, because I think we watched it here...
I like those movies with, like, the eclectic, like, the big kind of cast with, like, all the characters kind of converging on one
thing.
Yeah,
like, Affleck shows up.
I love me an ensemble cast.
Right.
I really do.
I like big actors taking smaller roles.
It's kind of like, I agree.
That shows balls and acting chops.
I always bum me out that, like, Van Damme was only in Van Damme movies, like... Be a co-star in a really good movie.
No, it's the...
Like, be a bit part in a fucking cool movie.
And then Arnold realized that when he stopped being governor. Yeah. He was like, I'm just going to be bit parts.
Yeah. See,
before I make a big movie.
I like it when people do things for, like, the love of the craft.
Right.
And they just want to... They're in movies because they're actors. Not because they got top billing.
Right, because
they get millions of dollars. They do it because they love acting.
Yeah, Smokin' Aces.
That's...
I kind of want to watch it now. I feel like we're building... I feel like if you've never seen it, you watch... I don't know. It's just it's a different kind of movie.
No, I don't think it's
that
building up. I think you have to sit down and watch it and let the movie happen. Like, don't overthink it. Yeah. Don't expect too much. Let the movie happen. You'll have a ton
of fun.
Oh,
my God. I'm thinking of all the actors that are in it. Matthew Fox is in it.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, and the guy who played the funniest part of the movie.
The guy who played...
A little blue-haired lady. Still fine. She's killing out there.
The guy who played Richard Alpert from Lost. The guy with the guy with the eyeliner.
Richard Alpert.
Yeah, he was like the time travel dude. He had like the crazy dark eyes.
I feel like I should know.
You should know.
Richard Alpert.
Yeah.
Crazy eyes?
Yeah. No, like dark eyes.
Oh!
He was the killer in the elevator.
He was like an assassin from Assassin's Creed because he had the fucking knife thing.
Right.
Yeah. Oh,
he had the showdown with Ray Liotta.
It was sick.
Ryan Reynolds.
He was the... You know, I could play... You know, talking about this movie, the movie's running through my head, and that character just completely was like a blank spot in my mind.
Joel Edgerton's in it. He plays, like, the Russian bodyguard that doubles...
Oh, yeah!
Chibs from fucking Sons of Anarchy.
What a good movie.
I'm just saying.
What a good movie.
A good cast.
So many good people.
Wayne Newton's in it.
Jeremy Piven, who I normally hate.
What pop singer is that in?
Not Rihanna, but... Oh, shit. You're on the cast right now, right?
Yeah, I am. Common?
What is her name?
Common's really good. Yeah. No, you're going to come across a singer.
Did you say Jeremy Piven?
Alicia Keys.
Yeah. Alicia Keys.
Alicia Keys, yeah.
Yes, yeah, and she's good in it.
She's pretty hot. Yeah,
she's very hot.
Yeah, that dude. Nestor Carbonelli?
Yes, him.
Yeah, he's in a ton
of shit.
He
was in Batman The Dark Knight. He was the mayor.
He was the mayor.
That's the guy.
Yeah.
Mayor
Goldie Wilson. Anybody else get in the...
We
got Chris Pine. We got Ryan Reynolds.
Curtis Armstrong. He was Booger in Revenge of the Nerds. You know that guy? He's in
everything.
He's
the lawyer. He's like the sniveling lawyer.
He's in everything.
My favorite part, the Jason Bateman part. Where he's like, punch him, I want you to rape him.
Punch him in the brown.
Hit him in the brown.
He's got like the rabbit head at one point. That part's weird as fuck.
The Swede.
The Swede ended up in Vikings.
Yes.
Yeah, Vladimir Kulich. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Throw a beard on that man, he's Thor.
Oh, movie that's coming
out. Jason Bateman's in it.
Yeah, we just said. One more movie that's coming out is Northmen, a Viking Saga.
Oh, yeah.
I'm waiting for that.
And there's a video out by the band Amon Amarth.
Oh, my God.
Which previews the movie.
We are now just yelling at a
podcast. Yeah, yell
every day. We are now just yelling at a laptop.
That drummer is going to work on that song.
He's a good drummer.
That's good. Oh, man. Yeah?
We'll be right back.
Oh, you're out?
I have to relieve myself.
You're done?
Yeah. I'll be right back.
All right, we'll hold this down.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's fine.
What else you got, Corey?
We got the host. On there? Nobody. No, we kind of ran the smoking aces gamut.
Yeah.
I really hope, though, and I mean, a couple of people have said, one Tommy O'Brien has said, and it's actually really flattering when people say, I actually get a ton of movies to watch from listening to the podcast.
That's
or you guys turn me on
to
it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I really think that's the point. I mean, it's not necessarily listen to us, well, you guys sound really good, but... To hear us, like, wax intellectual about movies, it's not necessarily what I think that they should make in movies. It's, this is what I've enjoyed. I hope you enjoy it,
too. Yeah. That's
and that's kind of what it is.
You just want to connect with people on, like, I don't, you know, I don't want people to hate, like, movies that I like, but it's just, it's a taste
It's
situation.
Kind of what we used to like about going to cons, where it's like, hey, you like that book, I like that, too.
Yeah.
Or, you know, hey, you've seen that movie. I've also seen that movie. Let's talk about how much we like it.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what it is. And, I mean, we do it to a small degree, but I think a lot of people hold out on, tell me what movies I should see. And you really just need to go find them yourself.
The thing about, like, what I always want to do with this podcast that, like, I don't know, I wanted to kind of, like, walk... The razor's edge between, like, there's a lot of podcasts that are, like, way too, like, up their own ass, and, like, we only watch, like, artsy movies. And then there's ones that are way too much, like, the goofy, stupid movies that we like, kind of somewhere in the middle. That's all I want. And then to kind of turn people on to other movies. Like, you mentioned Tom. He was like, oh, my God, I watched Snowpiercer. It was amazing. I was like, oh,
yeah,
thank
right?
you. I'm, if nothing else... I'm glad one person watched Snowpiercer.
If we got you to watch a movie that's really good, awesome. Then we
it feels like validation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And what's funny is this podcast has been happening for...
over a year.
I'm going to say probably for the past 15 years for me, because... it has been,
I see where you're going with this.
Hanging out talking to friends and saying, have you seen this movie?
And that was the point of the that was the genesis of the podcast was, all we do on Saturday nights for the most part, if we don't go out, is we sit around just bullshit about movies. Why not just put it on the internet?
Just tape it.
Yeah. The one that really comes to mind, and I think it's like the perfect kind of movie to use in this example, was Fallen.
Yeah, that's...
when Matt Grover
yes.
said to me, have you seen that movie? No, I haven't. And totally turned me onto it and was like, you need to sit down. You have to watch this movie. Trust me. I think I rented it from like Superstar Video or something. And that was that is a perfect example of this might have flown under your radar.
Right.
You need to sit there and watch it. And when it, you know, it's not like Schindler's List. It's not like the greatest movie ever made. But it turns you on to a cool flick.
Good example that a movie that you mentioned, or maybe I mentioned it, that Sean Harris put on Facebook. Oh my God, I'm glad you brought this up. The Bill Paxton. Christ, I can't remember the name of the fucking movie now. I want to say Fringe, but
Frailty.
Frailty. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
For some reason, like, movies like that, they fall through the cracks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's totally unmissable movie, though, because that thing is crazy.
Right.
I think the reason why we wanted to do the top fives in the first place is so we can do the lists of, you know, most underrated movie, most underrated actor, you know, those types of things.
Right.
And that's usually what we talk about the most.
Yeah,
when we
talk
about
shit that's on our radar that we want other people to fucking notice.
Like, you were saying... You know, you brought Fallen, because, like...
oh, my God.
It's an underrated movie.
Yeah.
It really is, though. It's, like, it's totally kind of missable. And I think there's plenty of outlets that you can go on, and they tell you what the Oscar bait is going to be, or they tell you what Tom Hanks is making right now. And that's not what movies
shit.
Are. Like, that's
he hasn't
not
made
shit.
A fucking
no, he hasn't
goddamn
made shit
thing.
Since Captain Phillips. So.
Actually, Captain Phillips is good.
No, that's a pretty good movie. But... my point is those kind of, I don't know, like these underdog movies that I feel like they really need to be spoken to. And if, you know, if there's a reputation that it's just whatever Arnie movie, then I don't think you're really listening to the podcast.
No.
You know what I mean? I think you're kind of missing the point.
I mean, all we do is spew bullshit, but I feel like once in a while a little gem will pop out every now and then.
Kind
you're like,
of.
Oh, I gotta check that movie out. All right.
Yeah.
On that note, I think we've bullshitted enough. Some reason, like on the episodes where we have nothing to talk about, we have the most to talk about.
Yeah,
that's weird.
It's very free form.
Yeah, there's a lot of flow. Whatever's going on is going on. But let's end this now because I'm sick and I feel like the alcohol and my sickness is starting to.
The germs and the booze are gonna fight.
It's gonna end with me.
Something's
going
gonna
to sleep.
Happen. Yeah.
So. Let's. This is a good episode. Please go
on
to
iTunes.
There's a little star thing. If you go to Pop Junk Movies, there's like a star bar, and you can hit 5 or 1. I don't give a fuck which one you hit.
Just hit something.
Just hit it. Just hit something, baby. So, and leave a review and be like, hey, those guys are kind of fun to listen to, or those guys are kind of annoying to listen to. I don't care. Just give feedback. That's
fine.
If you
want to list some movies that... you've watched because of us. That kind of proves our point.
If you want us to do a top five that you haven't heard yet,
yeah, because we're running
out
of top
five. Yeah, let us know. We got to do another brainstorm.
If you've got your top five,
yeah, seriously,
we'll
read. I mean, we have ones that we want to do, but we're saving them. Like we're gonna do a superhero one.
Yeah, but that's gonna be like a multi, like different.
And we're gonna do some horror movie stuff.
Yeah, October's coming up. We're not gonna do a month of horror because last time we really ran out of steam.
Ton of horror.
But I think we should do one Halloween episode.
Yeah,
where
least,
we do
yeah.
like a handful of top fives.
Yeah, it's creeping up now. I've kind of already started getting into that.
You know, maybe we'll
motif.
Talk about a one Robert Redford. You know, you never know.
It's true.
So that was Pop Junk Movies for this week. We will catch you down the road at the theater or the thing. Good night.
Something is amiss. The air is fraught with fear. January, February, that special time of year. It's Neeson season. When your daughter has been taken and you've got to track her down, it's Neeson season. You awaken with amnesia in a random foreign town. It's Neeson season. When everything's gone wrong, it's up to you to run the show. A pack of wolves is hunting you. It's 10 degrees below. It's Neeson season. The months go on and on, the same familiar chill. You want to see me angry, you've come to see me kill. Your life becomes a lesbian because you're never there. It's Neeson season. You break a carny's fingers because he isn't being fair. It's Neeson season. You're giving Batman tips on how to take down Gotham's crime. You're seeking the Black Fortress, but you're running out of time. It's Neeson season. The Jews are hot and thirsty, and it's time to man the hose. You're working with cartoons, and you can't stand it, and it shows. You're helping out the children in their war against the witch. You're on a lovely date, but then your skin begins to twitch. You're feeling suicidal, and your plane's about to crash. You must release the Kraken to avoid a deadly clash. You mustn't drop your guard, you've got a family to defend. It's practically October, when does Neeson season end? It's Neeson. It's Neeson. Take the fucking elephant. It's Neeson season.
And...